You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys against the goal.
Yeah.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Hey, we're ready to play. Wait, I didn't ask. Shannon, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
You got your game face on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's meet the players for today. Representing for the ladies is Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
So wonderful. Good. Thank you. What do you do for a living?
I work for a commercial electric company.
Commercial electric company.
Anybody remember that jingle?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody remembers the electric company?
When was this?
What year was this?
Was I born?
No, that was two lifetimes ago.
It was like a Sesame Street show, but it was called the Electric.
Yeah, it was before Sesame Street, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Nicole, the girls are up.
We're not up.
Hold on. 3 months to one for the year.
We'll see if I can help that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good luck to you today. You're going up against this dude named Wes. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What do you do, sir?
I sell high-end windows to custom homes.
High-end windows. What makes them so high-end?
They're expensive.
They're custom. They're expensive, yeah.
Custom.
How average cost for one window? How much?
Probably
$2,500.
Sheesh. I don't know if I even have that much money.
Is that triple pane?
No, you don't do triple pane. That's a waste of money nowadays.
Is it?
You do fiberglass frames.
Fiberglass frames, Dom. Filled with those gases, right? You put gases in them now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh. What kind of gas?
Energy efficiency.
Whatever kind of gas you want.
Yeah, but are those the ones?
Helium.
Are those the ones then that get the smoky look to them or whatever?
No, they put helium in them, makes them lighter to install.
Yeah, you know.
Got to carry them up those ladders.
Shut up, both of you. Both of you, shut up.
Time to install these windows!
Okay.
All right, we're done here.
Here's the way this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Nicole some boy questions. Shannon is going to ask Wes some girl questions. Best out of three will win and be headed off to
Leppy.
If we are tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And I should point out that Boys Against the Girls is brought to you by Giggles Dental. We alternate who goes first. Today it's the girls. Jeremy, Nicole is all yours.
All right, sweet Nicole. I need to know, what was the name of the dad in the TV show called Married with Children?
Al Bundy.
Woo! Didn't even hesitate. Ding, dang.
You know what? I was in my head when you're asking the question. I was thinking Ted Bundy.
Different Bundy.
Totally.
Different.
Totally different Bundy.
Different.
That show would have had a completely different plot line.
Yeah.
If Ted Bundy had been the father. All right, over to Wes.
Okay, Wes. Which Jonas brother recently eloped with his bride in Vegas? Should I make it multiple choice?
You should make it multiple choice.
Dom, should I make
it
multiple choice?
Listen to Nicole.
You didn't need it, Nicole.
No, there's just,
okay.
Just
I'm
name
not
one of the just name one
just
of the Jonas
one.
Brothers.
How about Nick?
No.
It was a good guess.
It's a good guess. He's already married.
Is it Joe?
It's Joe.
Joe Jonas.
See, that was a good try. You didn't need multiple choice. Even if you'd gotten multiple choice, you still would have picked Nick.
Yeah.
I still would have picked Nick.
Yeah. All right, back to Nicole.
Nicole, please name the host of the television show Man vs. Wild.
She might know it.
Mm. He drinks his urine a lot.
Oh, my God. Time's up.
Who's after the buzzer? Bear Grylls, yeah.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Back over to Wes.
All right, Wes, why in the world would somebody get Botox in their armpit?
To stop the sweating?
That's right.
That is correct.
Boom, shakalaka.
We have actually talked to Jeremy about doing this.
I've thought about doing that. It just seems painful. Little needles in there. Your armpits.
But what if it's a sensitive area. But what if it stopped you from being a sweaty pig?
It's not permanent.
The rest of us will take up a donation. We'll start a GoFundMe.
Then I'm getting the laser thing that they do to your pits.
The score is tied 1-1. Back to Nicole.
Nicole, what car company makes the Acadia SUV?
Honda?
No. Good try. That's a good guess.
GMC product.
Oh.
Oh, deadly.
You know what that means?
I do.
It means if Wes gets this, he wins the game. If he misses Wes, if you miss it, we go to sudden death overtime.
Don't get cocky, Wes. Focus.
Okay. Who is the spokeswoman for Aveeno lotion? She's on TV a lot.
Oh.
Take a guess. Hurry.
I don't know.
Is that Jennifer Aniston?
That's right. She's so always smooth. Putting lotion on her arms.
No wonder she looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
Who doesn't?
And I don't care who knows.
You don't have to be ashamed of that. I think most people love her.
Yeah, it's... She's beautiful. She's wonderful. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Do you think she's...
If you had said Susan Boyle or something. And I don't care who knows.
Yeah, but, and I'm not trying to be mean, and I understand that she's one of America's sweethearts, and I run the risk of pissing off 82% of our listeners, but do you kind of get the feeling that Jennifer Aniston might be a little wacky?
Sure.
You know, a little nutty, maybe?
Yeah.
You do?
No, totally. No, but I think that's probably part of her charm.
That's a horrible thing.
She's just a little wacky.
Horrible.
I don't mean wacky as in she's like the life of the party. I mean...
Oh, what do you mean? What do you think she's doing to make her wacky?
Wes, do you think she might be a little nutty?
Horrible.
I think her part in Horrible Bosses is probably more right on with who she really is.
Oh!
Crazy, yeah. Oh, I wish. I hope.
Interesting theory.
Hey, we're going to overtime.
Here we go.
Sudden death overtime. First one to get one right will win. And Nicole, you are up first.
Oh, I think you're going to get this one.
Uh-oh.
What's the name of the main villain in Avengers Endgame?
Come on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Oh, what?
It's the biggest movie of all time.
It's Thanos.
There you go.
I don't watch any of those.
You know what, Nicole?
We haven't seen it either.
I don't either.
I haven't seen like the last seven.
I could not have answered that question.
Oh, I saw them all.
Somebody emailed me that question. So.
That opens the door for Wesley. Are you Wesley or something else?
It's actually Westcott.
Westcott. I like that. That's a cool name.
Huh.
It opened the door for Westcott to steal the game if he gets this.
Okay. I'm going to name three songs and you're going to tell me who sings them. So What, What About Us, and Raise Your Glass are songs by what pop artist?
Take a guess.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
That is Pink.
She's one of our favorite artists here on Mix 100.
She's a staple artist of Mix 100.
Uh-oh.
Pink.
Nicole, it's you.
Okay.
I'm running out of questions.
Back to Nicole.
Here's another dad question for you. Name the dad character in the TV show Family Guy.
Peter Griffin.
Correct.
The game is over. She knows her dad's.
Peter Griffin.
Well, Wes, you had a shot, buddy, but it just didn't work out today. Yeah, well, listen. Go sell some very expensive windows to somebody. You'll feel better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you got to take some medicine, too, before you go. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Girls rule!
Oh, bummer for you, man. Ouch.
Buddy, drive carefully. Have a good day.
Bye, Wes.
Thanks, you too.
Later. Bye.
Well, Nicole, you're going to La Peep.
Great. Thank you. Awesome.
You're very welcome. Listen, you also put the girls up 2-1 for the month of May.
Yeah.
You said you were going to help out, and you did. Stand by, and Shamalama will tell you all about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Well, Shannon, you did it again.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
We will play the game again on Tuesday with the girls up by a score of 2-1.